Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast.
Is Hara supposed to be on podcast?
Our Two Cents, let's chat. We better stop speaking over me. Okay, redo. Okay, before, I'm not even going to intro this episode anymore. I'm just going to get right to it because this is the fifth time Vivek has made me restart because he's interrupted me three times and then he's like,
hi.
Did a weird, like, groaning noise distortion thing the last two times. But basically, welcome back to our podcast, Our Two Cents, Let's Chat. And I know we've put out a lot of chaotic episodes. In fact, I don't think there's a single episode that we put out which is fully professional.
No.
And, like, done up. But this is going to be even more unhinged because for the first time in the history of this podcast, since its birth 6 months ago, we are recording this episode live. Not live. We've always recorded it live, but face-to-face,
face-to-face
is what
face,
I mean.
Yeah. In person, yeah. Shirking COVID restrictions. I'm kidding.
In our studio, yeah. Which we have now upgraded
which is Kirtanel's basement.
Which is my basement. But you know what? It actually fits the theme.
Well,
the basement is painted red.
Well, okay.
And our podcast cover is red.
Oh, just please. Okay. Okay. I don't know what
that means. But our episode today is loosely centered around the climate crisis. And again, I think we're just going to rip off of it. It's very not unresearched. We're just going to go with the flow. Stop making faces at me. It's not helpful. But do you want to mention who our AdSense
is? That's actually the face I was making, Kirtana, was to remind you of our AdSense.
But I was going to segue to you.
Well, okay. Our AdSense today is mainly going, not mainly going, it is going. It's all going to the Clean Air Task Force, which is obviously an organization that donates to our, not donates to, but contributes to the effort of combating air pollution in our modern world.
Oh,
yeah.
How beautiful. So I actually wanted to do this episode since it hasn't even been long, but over winter break, I read The Uninhabitable Earth. This is like this nonfiction book, which is quite popular, and it's by David Wallace Wells. And I read it as per my mother's recommendation, and it was quite good. And why are you laughing? Are you choking? Are you coughing? Would you like water?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. Go ahead.
He's having like a full meltdown. Like he's like throwing a blood clot or something. Anyways, so this book, The Uninhabitable Earth, it's a nonfiction book. It was quite good, quite eye-opening. Like we always like talk about it every day, like climate change that. Stop.
I'm not doing it.
Guys, he reopened the henna code.
No, I didn't reopen.
So.
Okay, anyway. If you're not sensing the unhingedness of this coming through now.
Yeah, let's just segue back around. Read this
wonderful
nonfiction book. And again, like I was saying, we talk about climate change every day. We're like, what can we do to improve our carbon footprint? What can we do to be more sustainable? Like, recycling. You know what I mean? Like, there are all these like little initiatives that all of us take every day, but I don't think we realize how bad it really is. But reading this book was quite eye-opening and enlightening for me, and I was thinking we could talk about our own anxieties regarding climate change and whatnot. And personally, I've never heard any like particular stories from you, but I have a hell of a lot of stories because my mother believes she is the savior.
What are you talking about? She is the earth.
She is Mother Earth.
Yeah, she is.
But also, anyone who hasn't like read the book or is familiar with it, there's this great like article or synopsis of it on this website, The Intelligencer. It's a weird article name, but yeah, you can check out like the synopsis of the book if you haven't read it.
I feel like climate change is one of those things where it's like almost just not a buzzword, but I can't think of the right word, so I'm just gonna say buzzword. But it's one of those things where it's just like a word that people throw around, a term that people throw around. You know, we need to do something about climate change. We need to do something about global warming. But no one ever actually has, you know, any solid ideas. And no one ever really, I mean, does it? Like, there's a big stink, obviously. There was a big, I think it came into being a few years ago that recycling was started, I think. It was during our lifetime? They didn't have recycling cans
before?
And garbage cans separate for trash collection, right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I think it came in. It probably didn't, and
like
I'm probably
I said,
wrong.
This is very unresearched. Yeah. Like beforehand, we would at least have, like, a computer in front of us to, like, fact-check ourselves, but
yeah,
very just off the cuff.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's, you know, people do these things. People do, you know, little things to contribute. to kind of helping rehabilitate our climate in whatever way they can. But it kind of just seems like when you have all these big things happening, all this deforestation in the Amazon, all these companies running plants that, you know, pollute the air, it just kind of seems like, how can our small actions, not to be, you know, cheesy or anything, but how can all of our small actions combat something that big? And I think that's one of, like, it's one of those things where it's like, why even try? Why even try if we're just going to, like, doom ourselves anyway? And I feel like a lot of that has to do with how governments sanction kind of almost like the violence against our climate, and the violence against, you know, really it is about the future. It is about future generations and how we want to shape their lives. And so there's kind of like a willing ignorance to the fact that it's not going to be, you know, the same earth, obviously, but if it continues on this path, it's not going to be the same earth in many bad ways as well. And so, yeah. But the other thing that's kind of pertinent is that there's always these big talks about how, you know, like we're entering back in, like when Biden came into office, we're entering back into the, you know, Paris Climate Agreement, or we're, you know, subsidizing solar panels. That's never been something anyone has said in the history of ever. But but like there's always these sort of tiny things, and it's like, okay.
I don't think it's necessarily as tiny as it is, like,
no, it's tiny.
I think it's are you okay?
No.
Are you gonna be okay? I think it's more so just like sometimes it's easy to think like it's okay if I don't do this today because there's someone who has my back and they'll do it for me. Mm-hmm. For example, the government is now, we're back into the Paris Climate Accords. Mm-hmm. And like we feel like all of these bigger groups and organizations are going to take care of things for us. And like, for example, with Biden's new policies, we feel like, yeah, I don't have to worry about recycling or worrying about my carbon footprint. I'll just do whatever I want and spend fossil fuels that I have to my advantage however I want, because here we have this government program that's going to save us all. But it really isn't that, because at the end of the day, even, you know, the people who are implementing Biden's policies, the organizations, the groups, organizations, it's all just made up of groups of people who are just like you and I.
Exactly.
Just like a group, you know, like you can consider that group to be anyone. It could be our school, it could be our grade, it could be this neighborhood that we're sitting in right now. We're not sitting in the neighborhood, we're sitting in a house.
We're technically sitting in the neighborhood.
I mean, technically.
I mean, if you count, like, the fact that the house is part of the neighborhood.
But that's exactly it. Like, any person, or, like, the COP26 rallies that have been going on in Europe over the past few months. Like, we think, you know, those big groups of people, those big heads know what they're doing. Big heads, you know what I mean? Big heads of, like,
yeah,
organizations.
I know what you,
like,
mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, people give me. Like, all these CEOs, blah, 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 they have the money and they have the resources to take care of something like this. But it's not true. Mm-hmm. Like, each and every one of us has to put an effort. And I'll sort of get into, like, that in a little bit. But what I wanted to actually start off with was that, like, I forgot that we didn't really explain what climate change is for those of you who don't know, because again, it's like you were saying, it's like a buzzword and we throw it around, and I'm sure there's like a lot of people who really don't know. But it's basically the notion that as over the last 100 years, we can all agree that the world has been more industrialized and more developed than it ever before in the history of mankind. And as countries get more developed, there's a greater reliance on fossil fuels. And what are fossil fuels? They're basically these non-renewable resources that come from old archaic materials, so to speak. For example, petroleum, natural gas, coal. These are all something, they're all, you know, we have them in a limited quantity and they're hard to replenish, but we obviously depend on them in everyday life, whether it's to power our houses, whether it's to power our cars,
right,
etc. So the more developed a country or a nation gets, the greater the reliance is, because, you know, it obviously means more industry. So while we're doing this, while we're burning these fossil fuels, we're releasing emissions of carbon dioxide, emissions of sulfide into the air, and that's not only not good for our air quality, it's not good for our habitats, for our ecosystems, etc., etc. We're cutting down trees, so, you know, it leads to habitat and home destruction everywhere. And so that's sort of like the central idea of what, you know, where climate change is based off of. But, you know, also speaking globally, it's melting ice caps. Here in Georgia, it was like 82 degrees, like New Year's Day. New Year's Day was 82 degrees. And like, sure, Georgia is a southern state and it's like typically warm, but that is unnatural. I was actually texting you about it. I was in the car and we were driving to North Carolina, I believe. And the weather outside was 72 degrees. And at that point, I had just finished reading the book I was just talking about. And I was like, genuinely so worked up because it's not just like, oh, we're all gonna die soon and it's gonna be like the dinosaurs and a huge asteroid is gonna hit us and, you know what I mean, civilization will just be wiped out. When it does happen, when the whole apocalypse takes place, it will be so painful. All because of climate change. It's not something that's just like a big rock hits us and we're wiped off of the face of this planet. Sea levels will rise. We will have terroristic animals taking control of everything. We will die from heat burnout. Like, it's not famine. And it'll ultimately lead to global warfare because then we'll all be fighting for food, for water, for those essential resources to keep us alive, but none of us will have it because we will have killed our planet. And it's crazy how soon that is in the future. Again, you think, oh, like, it's like a science fiction movie. It's like, you know,
you don't think it can happen.
But we're so close to that.
And that's the thing that also helps people to sort of ignore climate change or not care as much about it, is that it seems like such a foreign concept or a foreign like threat that someday we're going to be, you know, like someday we're going to be, you know, swimming in lava. But the reality of it is so much more real and so much more, you know, sudden, that people who are, you know, convincing themselves that, oh, we have time, oh, it's not going to happen yet, oh, it's going to happen in millions of years, are just, you know, kind of disillusioning themselves. And I remember it was on The Daily Show, and it was Jordan Klepper, and he went to a Trump rally.
Oh, I love Jordan Klepper.
And he interviewed this one woman, and she was like, climate change has been going on since the beginning of time. It's called winter, summer, spring. I was like, Becky, no, that's not how it works. And that's kind of like the thing, is that even though there are, you know, not even the people who are willing to do something about it, but just aren't, not only do you have to convince them to like do something and that their efforts aren't meaningless, right? But you also then have to convince this other sect of people who completely don't believe that it's real, who don't believe that it's going to happen. And that's just another, you know, another task. And basically humans are just dumb.
And I feel like that's what like all of our episodes
know. Like voting rights, humans are dumb. Like, if you're going to build a democracy and not everyone can vote, are you really building a democracy? Like,
I mean, well, like, we wouldn't have any problems if humans weren't dumb.
We wouldn't have any problems if humans didn't exist, but they do. What are you going to do?
So that's kind of where this conversation comes back to, right? Like, that is the problem.
Like, if we're stuck.
The problem is that we exist.
Yeah, if we're here,
and
why not?
It's like, the other thing is, all of us, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have means to a Spotify account, which probably means, you know what I mean? You're probably living in a nice, warm house, and you have a phone, or you have a computer.
You're not like, you know,
you have headphones.
An impoverished person from like a quote-unquote third world country.
Yeah, so that's exactly like... that's the problem, is that we're alive and it's easy to sit there and be like, what's easy is like, to even, you and I are guilty of this, I'm sure, to sit back and be like, yeah, so what, I'm just gonna like wait for climate change to take me with it. But it's like, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of us are to the point where it's just like, yeah, so what if I die? I hope Mother Earth swallows me whole. Please. That's where we're
I
like.
I hope the lava comes.
But like, you know, but it's like funny to think about, but like, no, seriously, the lava will come.
Yeah.
There will be,
it's like, this is not just like
collapse and depression. And we're seeing the effects of it right now. COVID. I like to fondly call this variant Auntie Omi.
Okay? Yeah, she does.
We went from Ben Delta to Auntie Omi.
Okay? Ben Delta. Delta Ben.
Delta Ben. Delta Ben. Okay. So you're seeing the effects of it, and it's like, if this is just like the, you know what I mean?
Even that's still emblematic of climate change.
It is, absolutely.
It's the fact that humans did something that they weren't supposed to.
Now, when if like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, give it another, I don't, like, give it even just like another half a decade.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to be facing like two more, mm-hmm. like, bubonic plague, mm-hmm. intensive diseases that run rampant.
I think that was the other thing they were showing is that, like, I saw a map the other day. I think they were saying, like, it was probably not 10 years, but let's just say, like, for the sake of discussion, it was 10 years. It was like, in 10 years, this is what the map of the world will look like because sea levels will have risen so much. And just, like, to put in, like, terms that, like, we can comprehend, there would be no more Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. There would be no more, like, you know, St. Simon's Island. Mm-hmm. There would be no Louisiana. New York would be underwater mm-hmm. completely. So, like, it's not like it's Mumbai would be underwater completely. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not like this thing, again, it's the same thing. It's not like this thing that's, you know, a foreign enemy that's, like, so far away and we don't need to worry about it. No, this was literally, like, I can guarantee you, I don't know how many years it was exactly, but it was less than 100 years, it said. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this thing that's so far in the future.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the competition we have on this podcast are, like, sort of specific to minority groups. More like, how can we help this group of people? Yeah, like, mm-hmm. which is obviously, like, you know, productive and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But this is like, no, this genuinely mm-hmm. will take all of us out, whether you care or not.
It's like, yeah.
And it's like, where does it start from? Well, like, have you taken a basic biology class, Karen? Like, yeah. Seventh grade biology? Breathe in oxygen, we put out carbon dioxide, trees do the opposite. Okay, it's as simple as that.
It's like, please try to understand. It's almost like you want to give them, like, a kindergarten level math mm-hmm. class. It's like, okay, if you have five trees and they're producing enough oxygen for two people and the two people cut down one of the trees, what's gonna happen? They're gonna die.
it is that, though. It really is. This is not like physics or something. This is the most basic of science that, like, we as humans should be able to comprehend, yeah. especially if you're here and if you're listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. then it genuinely is all consuming. And mm-hmm. like, again, I know I've, like, already said it twice, but if like, for example, say that it starts from water contamination, mm-hmm. okay, then what? People are going to start dying from there. If people mm-hmm. are dying, then again, for the same people who, like, are like, yeah, well, so whatever, climate change doesn't exist, blah, 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 blah. Well, you do care about the economy, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Republican, yeah. and if you're saying, like, the people at the Trump rally, mm-hmm. and if you're like, winter, spring, fall, summer, that's what climate change is. Well, I mean, as a Trump supporter, as a Republican, you care about the economy, right?
Yeah.
If you're facing water contamination, mm-hmm. if you're facing a famine, who is going to come in and work? Who? If
and
people
then,
are...
Yeah.
yeah.
And then they said, like, the government is going to pay for it. It's like, Karen, police.
Yeah.
That's exactly the opposite of what Republican economics are.
Yeah.
Police.
If anything, you'd be going backwards in terms mm-hmm. of industry, in terms of technology, in terms of development, if you don't have people working on that stuff.
And that's what I think also they don't realize, not to, like, make it political unnecessarily, but I think...
As we always do.
Yeah.
We make everything politically, and everyone else around us thinks it's unnecessary, but we're like, no.
Everyone else thinks we're nuts, but it's okay. But, like, these are the same people that will be like, we don't want the government to subsidize certain things. We don't want mm-hmm. the government to, you know, give benefits to the already impoverished.
Why is the government intervening so much?
Yeah, why is the government intervening? Well, it's like, Ken, if you want to, like... If you want to keep collecting your
tax benefits.
Yeah, your tax benefits for more than 10 years into the future, I advise that you start caring about climate change.
Yeah.
Like, and the other thing is, like, cows. Man, there are so many cows in the world.
Mm.
And they're all, like...
Pooping.
They're all pooping.
Yeah.
And they're all just, like, ripping a hole in our ozone.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like... Suddenly every beef eater on the planet is like, no, save the cows, don't let anything happen to the cows, you can't stop the cows from pooping.
Oh my god, have you
girl.
Seen that one AOC interview where she's reacting to this tweet that was, it was from another politician on the other side of the aisle, I think, obviously,
oh,
and they were tweeting at her, and no, they went on Fox News, and they were like, Alexandria and Bernie Sanders, they're going to ban our hamburgers. They're not going to let us eat meat. They're Green New Deal, blah, 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 blah.
It's like,
blah.
This is America? We eat hamburgers?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
this is like, I get it. Like in the day and age that we're living in, everything is politicized. Mm-hmm. Everything is has become an argument. Don't take AP Lang.
The first thing they tell you in that class day is that
everything in life is an argument. You have to look at don't. It's not.
It's
don't.
Like no, Becky.
Sometimes don't. Sometimes maybe sit back and listen.
It's like sorry, no.
And realize what there is that you can learn.
It's like that's how you breed ignorant assholes yeah. like ourselves yeah. who turn everything into a political topic. But like that's the other thing is that there's so many people that are focused on other humans and throwing mud at literally other humans mm-hmm. then who are saying, you know, we're going to vilify, you know, other people mm-hmm. and instead of doing anything about, you know, climate change or about any shifting thing in the climate, we're just going to, you know, make it so that these people seem like, you know, they're this way or that these people seem like they're this way, like they're fanatics, like they're crazy people who are, you know, I've seen like there was that trope even that like, you know, all the all the climate change people advocates are like the vegan teacher mm-hmm. on or that like she's we're all like us. No, because literally why, where did she get this energy from? I just want to know, like I'm sorry, I can be that energetic at like 60 or however old she is, I want it. But anyway, so it's just the stupidity of the human race. We're mm-hmm. all going to die. Nothing matters. I mean, that's exactly what the opposite of this episode's moral is.
Yeah. But it's also like, it's like, forget like other people. Like, do you as an mm-hmm. individual, I'm just speaking like royally, mm-hmm. like every year since we were like, I don't know, in like second, third grade, we see like a new species go extinct. Mm. Like literally like animals, insects, mm-hmm. birds, whatever else mm-hmm. that we would like read about in like books, watching mm-hmm. movies, like all of these exotic, wild, free animals. Like every year, I feel like we see like another species go extinct, mm-hmm. whether yeah. it's like a species of bird, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, does that not like actually make you sad?
Yeah.
Like, what part of being alone in this world, just like not just like alone, like but just the human race without uh-huh. like, and like what part of that sounds like, oh yeah, fun. Climate change.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Like that genuinely sounds so sad. Like yeah. I feel like the world just would be, I mean, all it already feels dreary.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like those things, like, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. even when you're like, especially over quarantine, for example, everyone went like hiking with their families, right? You mm-hmm. would visit national parks, you would go to the beach, blah, 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 blah. Like all of those things would just go away. They would mm-hmm. literally not exist.
Right.
If we
exactly.
continue with this. And doesn't that thought make you like sad?
Yeah.
Or make you like, doesn't that encourage you to do better?
Yeah. And not just, you know, even animals, plants too.
No,
that's what it feels like almost sometimes that like whenever we hear, you know, again, it's like one of those things people just like arbitrarily say, the Amazon's burning up, climate change is happening. Okay. But like, when people say like the Amazon is burning up or there's forest fires in the Southwest burning out like all the trees, all the vegetation.
Not the gender reveal. Oh, okay, go.
And for what reason? Okay, but anyway, whenever it's like people say that, it's like, well, how much more can like the planet actually take? Like if you're losing X amount of trees a day, right? Because only this many are being planted and it takes them X amount of time to grow. And we're burning, you know, an integer y, which is greater than x, then what, can you tell that I have calculus on my mind? But anyway, like, what is the rationale? Do people actually think it's just going to be okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that we're losing more trees than we planned, that we're losing more trees, more oxygen is, you know, going out of our ozone, and at the same time, less is being produced. Like, how can you not care about, and also I feel like, it has something to do with like almost, this is a thing that human beings do, right? They're known to do this where it's like they turn things into like classist things that have no reason to be classist, you know? And not that anything has a reason to be classist. And so there were people like, you know, the climate change activists have to be, you know, a middle-aged white person who's rich, who's donating money, who's running their own, like, who's planting, like, millions of trees a day. And it's like, by doing that, then you make the idea of climate change and the solution more foreign, and less people want to do it. Less people want to do the things that need to be done.
I actually feel like that's one of the main problems is actually just poverty and like that same classist system. And I don't think it's like people being intentional. I think it's like institutionalized. I think it's systemic, because at the end of the day, if you have a low income family anywhere in the world, like not just the US, obviously their thought process is like, it's like working day to day, working paycheck to paycheck.
They don't have time. How,
like, their concern is more so like, am I even going to have food on the table for my next meal? And so when you have things like that, obviously you're going to go for the easiest route. You're obviously going to buy the car that depends on, like, is it in gallons if you fill up a car? Yeah, I don't
liters,
know. Liters? Oh, yeah, whatever. Clearly.
I don't know. Look it up right now.
Yeah. Like, they're not concerned about filling their tank up 80 gallons, like, filling it up 80 gallons, like, every other day, driving back and forth from work, et cetera, et cetera. They're not worried about the emissions that they're putting out. They're, again, just worried about working paycheck to paycheck. So, again, it is, like, our job as people who are privileged and who can walk or bike to places instead of, you know, taking out a car, like, et cetera, et cetera. It is our, like, responsibility, I feel like. Because it's like, you know what I mean? It's like one problem at a time. So if that's not going to get better, we should be like, you know what I mean? Homelessness, poverty is not something we will be able to solve.
It all works like, together.
Yeah.
In essence, is what we're saying. Is that it's not like these are isolated issues. Mm-hmm. Poverty affects how many people care about the climate. Mm-hmm. In this example, it affects other things about the climate. But mainly it affects who can carry that weight, which then affects, you know, how the climate changes, how fast it changes, which then affects, you know, the fact that political people are on both sides throwing mud and, you know, calling each other names, which then affects the fact that, you know, voter bases are even less galvanized to do something. So it's all a cyclical thing, and it all has something to do with each other. Mm-hmm. And so just stop. Like, people, just stop. You're not hot. No one cares. And we're all going to die.
I mean, you will be hot when the world starts burning up.
Like, physically hot. Yeah. Not conventionally attractive. Just like...
Yeah. And I also feel like it could, as you would probably say, it could be just like the capitalistic culture that we were raised in and whatnot. And like our... generationally speaking, like Gen Zers or whatever, but like we don't need an incentive to do any, like, you get, I feel like that's become like a whole thing of like, I'll only do this if you, like, you do this for me, or like if I get
a shot and we'll give you a free donut.
Even
that,
perfect example. No, not even donut.
Well,
that's like, like, but like cars,
yeah,
when like Biden was giving away cars for getting vaccinated,
entered into a lottery and one person from the lottery will win this new Mustang that contributes to climate change.
Not every, like, again, as simple as participating in like the recycling program at your school. Like, it's not even that. It's like, this is like other things. Okay, I understand, like, voting, you have to, like,
You have to vote.
I get, like, the stigma behind things like that, but what is the stigma behind this?
Yeah.
It's, like...
You're gonna die. That's it.
Exactly. Why do you need an incentive?
To not die.
Why should I save the earth? I'll eat however many hamburgers I want in a day. Okay, great. Good for you. How are you balancing it out? Like,
same. How are you shopping sustainably? It was the same thing with vaccines. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense how people can be... It's almost like people are innately, like, cunning to the point where it's like, oh, if I can get, like, a reward for doing this, I'm going to get the reward before. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I know this vaccine could save my life, but I'm not going to take it. Part of that was just people being stupid. But part of it was, like, this, like, I'm not going to do it until, you know, you say, oh, okay, well, I'll give you this. Like a crying child in like a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Like when you were crying in the grocery store as a child.
Remember, I use this metaphor in this episode.
Like a crying child in the grocery store. I don't know about you, but if I cried in the grocery store, which I never did because I was an angel. But if I did cry in the grocery store and I was like, Mom, I want a cookie from the bakery. You know how they used to give out those crappy cookies for free in the bakery. If I were to be like that, my mom would be like, no, shut up. We're going, we're finishing, and then we're going home. We have cookies at home.
The moment we see the car.
But like,
it's we always have it at home.
It's like, we don't, but like, we do.
Have you seen those TikToks that it's like, Mom, I want Harry Styles. And then the mom's like, we have Harry Styles at home, Beta. And then she puts on like a Shahrukh Khan movie.
Like, and all so but anyway, the point is like, If a child is crying in the grocery store, more often than not, the parents are not going to just give in to whatever the child's whims are. In the same way, just because you have, you know, people making fun of...
They might.
Oh, okay. Just because you have people, you know, making fun and whining about the fact that they have to go do something doesn't mean that we're going to suddenly... Well, I guess it does mean that we're suddenly going to give you a car because you got a vaccine. But the point is, nothing is going to change. Well, that's not the point. The point is that climate change is a reality, mm-hmm. that climate change is a pervasive thing that people are not, you know, doing nearly enough to, you know, kind of try to curb or stop.
Yeah, like we've been saying this entire episode, it literally is the little things.
Yeah.
Like, even shopping sustainably, there's so many, like, cute little indie thrift stores and, like, online Instagram stores now where everything is, like, handmade and thrifted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many options. I don't know. There's just so many options to do better. Yada, yada, yada. And, like, he is literally having an aneurysm right now.
I'm not.
I'm about to call Janice Kochevar.
I thought you were going to say, like, Academy.
And Greg Earthly and have them
like this may not be a toddler whose arm was bitten off by a pit bull, but get down here now.
Anyway, I think that like almost wraps this episode up, but like that's again highly recommend the book, The Uninhabitable Planet. It was really good. And it's like, that's another thing. I feel like we're literally seeing the effects of this right now. Like, what about all those even like Bollywood movies or like Telugu movies? You know what I mean? Like, what is that mafia group fighting for? Oil in the Middle East.
Oil in the Middle
East. You get what I mean?
Always oil in the Middle East. That's the only reason they go to the Middle East.
Or what about like the, like even the, U, like, you know what I mean? U.S. relations in the Middle East. Yeah. All to do with oil, petroleum export. Like, that's how valuable
these fossils. And fighting like, you know, the citizens. Like bombing their houses.
That's a different thing. Yeah. That's a different story completely, which I, like, just say shameless self-promo right here. Go check out our Afghanistan episode.
That was smooth. That was smooth. Girl, if you hadn't said a shameless promotion, I don't think they would have even noticed.
Yeah.
But like, anyway, so like, really, care.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just perpetual don't be a dick. War,
doomsday. Does that sound like fun
yeah.
to you guys?
Don't be an asshole. Just try to save, you know, our planet before we all die. Because it's all going to happen one day. But, like, you know, why not try to make
it... This is, like, a thing. I feel like it's a nice, like, very, like...
Calm ending.
No, it's, like, a very, like, domestic thing that you do. Mm-hmm. But every time you wrap it up, wrap it up and you're like, but guys, be a good person. Be kind.
Make sure to share and like the video if you said if you liked it. You enjoyed.
That's what you talk about. Clearly, we have been unhinged. Vivek is literally losing his brain. He's losing his brain. He's been, like, pulling at that mendicone for the past, like, hour, okay? He does the thing with the bracelet. He's, like, trying to crack his back. It feels like I have just witnessed him, like, go into labor and give birth. That's how many positions he's been in, okay? Yeah.
Like, now you know what I do every time we record a podcast.
I'm so glad I'm not
you
there.
You sit there nicely, and I'm like, okay.
He's literally rolling around on the floor.
Writhing around.
Okay, we hope you have
a good day.
A good second semester for all of our students out.
Okay, bye now. This has gone on more than
long. Bye now. Okay.
Aye.
We're done.
Aye. Brought to you by Deekshu Devrasetty for editing, Vanshika Khatwani and Jasmine White for graphics, Puneet Bajwa and Sanj Varyani for socials, and to my wonderful co-host Kirtana for putting up with me.